This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokhmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Minutes after the hour. Kevin, you know me. I don't like to get too excited or blow anything out of proportion or anything.
Always even keel.
Carter Emanuel might be the best quarterback to ever come through Colorado State.
Well, what's strange is based on social media, both Darnell Kelly and Carter Emanuel are going to be superstars at CSU, even though they're both quarterbacks in the same class.
Well, I'm just going to say, I don't know if it's algorithms or what, but after the Jim Mora announcement,
you're getting a lot of UConn.
Well, I was getting a ton of UConn stuff. Yeah. And then suddenly, I just randomly see Carter Emanuel's page pop up when he decommitted to UConn.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on the 24/7 stuff that he put out. I'm just watching all the highlights because naturally he's literally never had a bad play,
yep,
according to those highlights. And guy can move.
Yeah.
He can move.
No, he's an exciting prospect. And he, I believe his dad was in the NFL. He plays big class Florida. I believe he's 5A in Florida, which I think they go all the way to 7A, but obviously, oh, wow, Florida's a giant state. So pretty high class. They made the quarters this year. I think they're semis last year. His numbers are really good. Yeah, obviously highlight packages look really good. He had power four interest. I mean, he's definitely a legitimate, you know, pretty high level quarterback prospect, no doubt about it. And, you know, not that every kid that comes out of Florida is amazing, but Florida does tend to produce some talented players. So not a bad place to find a quarterback.
You noted in your article, a great job. You break it all down of the 2026 class of signees. But you mentioned in this story that he had some Power Four offers as well.
Yep. Yep. So he was at a Clemson camp. I believe it was last summer. He also suffered an injury his sophomore year. I think he didn't play as a sophomore because of that injury. So that can kind of slow your recruitment. Sophomore, junior years are pretty big for your recruitment. Honestly, senior year, it can hurt you, but I don't want to say it can't help you, but sophomore, junior are actually usually the biggest years. So missing that sophomore year is big. But yeah, he had some P4 interest. It's kind of cool. One of our sister papers in Florida had Carter write a first person, you know, here's kind of my journey and why I'm committing. And obviously it's an interesting thing. And I thought it was very open, honest. He said, you know, frankly, the coaching change really kind of, it was a turbulent time for him. You know, he had committed to UConn in June. So he's been thinking for 6 months that he's going to UConn. Then Mora leaves. It's right during his playoffs, you know, in Florida. So he's kind of trying to worry about the playoffs, but also trying to, you know, worry about where he's going to go to school. He said it's been difficult, but ultimately, Jim Mora is both a human that he wants to play for and a football coach that he wants to play for. And that's why he's basically following Mora and signing with CSU. So I thought that was kind of cool. You don't get to see that a lot of, you know, you'll get, you know, kind of the Twitter or Instagram message sometimes, you know, kind of the crafted ChatGPT message or whatever. But like a fully written, basically, column on, you know, his journey, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And listen, I think Jim Mora was even talking about this in his press conference on Monday. Like he views the college football, there's similarities in the NFL.
This is like the
draft, and I've always said the NFL draft is a crapshoot, even in the first round.
Yeah.
This is even more. So I don't get on it very often and plan to know, like, the names that you're putting out in your story. I'm not going to go, oh, this guy's good. But just the simple fact that I caught him on social media, clicked on him, lot of stuff about him, and actually UConn fans, a couple of them reached out once the news hit, just messaged me, and they were like, we were really freaking, they're really depressed now,
right? Yeah.
But we were really excited about this guy and what he could possibly do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that seems to be the vibe. I believe he has a younger brother who's a really good receiver, so let's keep an eye on that one. I think he's a junior. Let's keep an eye on that one down the road too, but yeah, it's fascinating. And yeah, we don't know. You know, I love all fans on social media. It's fun interaction. But I also always chuckle on signing day. Oh, this guy's great. This guy's great. This guy's great. It's because you watch their 2-minute highlight film like you kind of hinted at, obviously every highlight film looks good. That's
there's
the whole point
negative
of them. You know, they've so far signed, I think, 25. Not all of them are going to be stars at CSU, but it's an exciting day, especially with a new coaching staff and everything. I can fully get and appreciate why CSU fans are allowing themselves some excitement because they haven't had a lot.
Well, it's very early, obviously, but and a lot of times I ask this question, and it's like, no, he's not gonna have a chance to play, you know, that freshman year. But is Carter Emanuel a guy?
I think we don't know. Not because of anything. To do with Carter Emanuel or Darnell Kelly, who kind of ironically, he was the first commit in the CSU class and he stayed, quarterback from Georgia, who also looks supremely talented. I think we don't know. You know, we haven't been around Mora and his system, his plans to know if, you know, he's a guy that would play a freshman quarterback. So, and obviously we don't know what they're going to get in the transfer portal. I feel very certain they will add a transfer quarterback, if not more than one. I don't think we can say yes or no to anything right now. Maybe in previous situations, I'd say, well, no, a quarterback's not going to play as a freshman, but I don't know that anymore.
Kevin, I said 5 minutes before we got the announcement that Jim Mora was going to be the head coach, I said, I want a guy his face isn't buried in a playbook.
Yep.
And I want a guy that really buys into the idea of a mobile quarterback. And boom, there you go. I mean, we got it done.
Yeah, it seems like it with the sign here. It seems, again, not that CSU is necessarily going to be a running option or anything, but it does have the look that they're going to be willing to have some of that running, you know, capability at quarterback.
I want to get it. We got Rams Weekly coming up at 2, so we can dive into more of these names. How many times do you think we can work that in? It's funny when we do it, Mike. You do it all the time, and it loses its venom. How many times do you think we can do that throughout the course of the year?
The year?
Yeah.
Oh, 9 trillion billion.
Can we like have a Super Troopers meow thing in your articles where there is at least one hidden Mora in there?
I'll see if I can work that in.
Got to work it in somehow. It was a great press conference on Monday, but they usually are.
I would say
they
even,
usually are.
I would say even Steve Adazio had pretty good opening press conference. Not
the
as
Rams
good,
meeting and joining.
Yeah, the Ram clash. That was.
I did like. You know what I liked about it, Kevin, was he wasn't right about everything when he was talking. Because he said, you know, he kept saying, I'm crediting Amy Parsons for the stadium. He did mention Boulder a little bit, and I know some fans are like, but I like that because it was a raw kind of thing.
Genuine. I mean, Amy Parsons was involved because I believe she was on CSU legal counsel at the time, and obviously there's a lot of legality in the stadium there. But, you know, she wasn't the president when it was built. So that was kind of just funny, honestly. Mentioning Boulder, like, why would... Why hide it?
He
we all know
there.
He worked or
for
yeah,
several
lived there.
Years, yeah.
We know his family has ties there. No, I didn't know. What was it? One of his kids and maybe a son-in-law or something. Someone went there. So what? Like that? That's a very. I mean, honestly, any state, but it's a very Colorado thing to have family that has ties in both. Why hide it? I mean, one of the things he talked about is how much he loves the outdoors and the Colorado-ness of Colorado, and obviously Boulder is one of those great places for. That there's no sense in hiding or pretending like I've always hated that place.
Right.
Those 6 years of my childhood were the worst I've ever had.
Yeah,
like that would feel very disingenuous.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Yeah, obviously you don't want the guy running a CU flagpole outside his house, but he has a very legitimate family tie there. Why hide that?
I kind of want a coach. Like, it takes time to develop and like. Develop a rivalry in your brain when you come to a new place. I don't want it to just be instant.
Hey,
oh, that's my rivals. I'm going to talk to
you. Real. He doesn't have to worry about that for a while because what is it, 28, 29
yeah.
that they play again? So it's a few years down the road. So
we all know who's winning that game.
It'd be one thing. It would maybe. God, Brady. It would maybe be different if the September 5 was CU, not Wyoming, but. It's chill. It's cool.
Yeah, it's fine. 48 minutes after the hour. What do we learn coming up next? We learn a lot from Kevin. I'm glad you do this, man, because I couldn't do this. This is great work by you. All this work on the signees and stuff. I mean, I just that's a lot of work for my brain.
Sign day is always a weird one.
It's always a weird one.
Yep.
We'll talk about more of that. Jim Mora. Also, yes, the Rocky Mountain Showdown basketball edition.
Oops,
we're still calling it the Rocky Mountain Showdown every time they play, right?
Sure. Yeah.
That's coming up this weekend. And again, we all know. What's going to happen in that game if it's even worth talking about it? Coming up next, all that and more. It's the whole show. What did we learn? coming up next.
We're gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the state. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.